This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to get a great deal on a dependable new car.
Like a legendary Camry, built for performance and available with all-wheel drive, you can count on your new Camry to get anywhere you need to go. And with available features like heated seats and a multimedia touchscreen, you can stay connected in comfort and style.
Or check out an affordable and reliable Corolla with a trim for every lifestyle, from the hip and agile sedan to the sporty hatchback. There's a dependable Corolla built just for you.
Plus, both Camrys and Corollas are available in hybrid models, so no matter your style, you can drive efficiently and affordably.
So visit your local Toyota dealer and check out amazing national sales event deals on Camrys, Corollas, and more when you visit buyatoyota.com.
Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A while back, I read a book of letters, Letters of James Agee to Father Fly. James Agee is the well-known American writer, probably best known for his book, A Death in the Family. I was very struck by something that Agee wrote in February 1951 when he was about 41 years old. He'd had serious heart trouble and had been hospitalized and had been told by the doctors that he needed to cut back on drinking and smoking. In his letter, Agee wrote, "I am depressed because whether I am to live a very short time or relatively longer time depends on whether or not I can learn to be the kind of person I am not and have always detested." And indeed, Agee didn't cut back on the drinking and smoking, and he died of a heart attack at age 45 in a taxi on his way to see a doctor. In my book, Better Than Before, I talk about the strategies we can use to change our habits, and Agee alludes to the strategy that took me the longest to recognize, the strategy of identity. When we find it hard to change a habit, when we keep trying and failing, often an issue of identity is involved. Often, habits can't change until identity changes. For instance, a person identifies as the fun one, the one who says yes to everything, but also wants to cut back on drinking. A person identifies as a workaholic, but then wants to work reasonable hours. The identity is incompatible with the change in habits. For the habit to change, the identity must change. James Agee liked to drink and smoke, certainly, but he also considered himself that kind of person. So to change his habits, he had both to stop drinking and smoking and also learn to be the kind of person he was not. But he wrote, he detests that kind of person. No wonder it was hard for him to change. Over and over, I've seen that to change a habit, sometimes we have to grapple with a fundamental shift in our identity. To take a small example, I used to think, real readers finish every book they start, and I'm a real reader. I had to change that identity before I could let myself stop reading a book if I found it boring. It can be exciting, but also painful and sad to relinquish an identity. Sometimes it's necessary to allow important changes to occur. The more aware we are of a clash between the identity we have and the habits we seek, the more we can shape our actions to reflect our values. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.